We are in a higher kingdom than the ordinary man. When you and I receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we stepped out of the kingdom of darkness. We stepped out of the kingdom of sin. We moved over into the kingdom of God. Now, I'm thinking about the Queen of England. She was in the news just recently, but her sons and all of that and all the royalty, they live at a different level than the regular people. And so we have become kings and priests, and we're not down here now. We have been raised up, caused us to what? Sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Go ahead and do it. Walk in your righteousness. Walk in your place in Christ Jesus. Talk about it. Think about it. Say it. Be it. Be who Christ says you are. You know, we were taught to dumb down any blessing. You don't go around bragging, but you talk about the goodness of God. You talk about the goodness of God. And that he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I told this morning about the young man showed up seemingly from nowhere and helped Kelton unload the food pantry food yesterday. And we rejoice that. But if somebody tells us some big, especially monetary thing they do, then people say, they ought not to be saying that. Whose God is your God? Whose God is your God? Is he the God who owns a cattle of a thousand hills, or is he some dumbed down idol that you worship? You know, the children of Israel, and it was so sad that, and people are doing the same thing today. But they go, the Bible said they go and cut the tree. And then they would get the smiths and all and the people to shape it into a god. And then they would nail it down so it wouldn't fall over. And then they'd bow down and worship it. And then the wood that was left from making that god, they would take it and cook their food. What kind of God do you serve? You know, you can't allow people who don't know your God to keep you from talking about your God. You just ask God for wisdom what to say about your God in front of whoever it is you need to say it. Everybody is not ready to hear about your God and the goodness of your God and the blessings that he bestows upon you. Of his own will, he begat us with the word of truth. He said, I came into the world to save the lost. I came into the world to save the lost. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. He came into the world to save the lost. He begot us. We were born with the word of truth. John 17:17, thy word is truth. So I heard that, I believed that, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So that's what happened here. And he said, he begot us with the word of truth that we should be a kind of the first fruit of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Listen tonight. I told you in the end, I got an assignment. I said, Lord, when I give it, do I duck and run? When I give this assignment, Lord, do I duck and run? Glory to God. Ooh, all of you be right behind me because it's going to be to me first. Glory to God. Slow to speak and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And that's why we're learning in reading love the way to victory. Not to take offense, not to take offense, not to take offense. Not to take offense, not to take offense. You know, you can say something and mean one thing, somebody else hear it and think you mean something else, and then go share it with somebody else and get the thing all twisted. But then you don't take offense. You learn to pray. The Bible says, love your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. So what do? We pray all the time. He said, pray all the time. Cover everybody and anything in every situation. Can you shout hallelujah? Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Say, I am a doer of the word. I have ears to hear. I am slow to wrath. I don't take offense. I ask God for wisdom in every situation. I receive the wisdom that I need for every situation. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer, say doer, of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? Go to the word. Go to the word. That song says, I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the word. I go to the word. I find out what God says. And I walk in that. I walk in that. I walk in that. Blakusamahasta. I speak a special blessing on this church full of people tonight because you took time to come and to hear the word of God. I speak a special blessing upon you. Wisdom flowing like a river. Blessing coming to them tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If any man among you seems to be religious and bridles not his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is vain. You got to watch what you say. Your words carry a lot of weight. Your words carry a lot of weight. Your words carry a lot of weight. And so you might not have known that in the past, but you know it now. You know it now. I know it now. So we're going to do the word of God.